Our overall job numbers stayed constant in terms of number of jobs filled here in Anchorage. We've seen some declines in recent months, which were not unexpected.
Anchorage's Development Corporation head then notes two prime areas of job declines in 2009.
We've lost some significant numbers of jobs in the sense that air cargo were down several hundred. The retail trades are not showing as strong a numbers as we'd originally hoped.
Pop says much of the across-the-board job loss occurred in the last 2 months tallied and was roughly 1,000 a month. On the plus side, healthcare jobs have increased by the hundreds, and professional services like architectural, engineering, and permitting firms have experienced staff growth. Anchorage has shown an increase in its unemployment percentage. But Pop says that rise in job seekers doesn't mean an overall decline in the number of Anchorage area jobs for 2009.
Anchorage's unemployment growth can be focused mainly on the influx of new people into the workforce from outside of Anchorage. Anecdotally, that's our analysis at this point. Our overall unemployment numbers are up a little over 3,500, and our workforce has grown by that number also here in the Anchorage area.
The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation president says many of the new job seekers are from other areas of Alaska, as well as those coming north from outside. Pop says that despite the situation elsewhere in the country, another element keeping Anchorage from the full brunt of the national recession is the local housing market.
Our housing market is stable because of the lessons that we learned in our banking industry and in our real estate and construction industry. We stopped building significant numbers of new homes several years ago because they saw the writing on the wall that we were getting a little overbalanced, too big of an inventory. So the market balanced itself because everybody remembers what it was like to have 14,000 vacant homes in Anchorage in the mid-1980s. Not a pretty time.
Anchorage also enjoys some recession protection from its role as being the center, or at least the home base, of so many of the state's economic activities.
Most of the headquarters of the major financial institutions, oil and gas institutions, construction, permitting, engineering, professional services, health care, are all fairly centered here in Anchorage. We are by no means a totally mature economy, but we are the most mature economy out of all the economies in the state of Alaska. The diversity that we've grown over the last couple of decades also has helped us to ride out this recession. We now have a very vibrant air cargo industry. It's down, but we are still in the top five airports on the planet for cargo throughput.
November actually saw an increase from previous months in 2009 for cargo plane landings. Also last month, Anchorage Ted Stevens International Airport set an all-time record for its refuelings on a single day, some 3.2 million gallons. Of course, the keystone of the Anchorage and Alaska economic structure is oil. And Pop says most service jobs do not pack the same economic punch as oil field jobs.
When you look at the value of the jobs in the oil patch with the median wage well in excess of $100,000 now, then you take that and you multiply that by 13,000 or more employees. To lose 100 employees at $100,000 each or more in median wage, that is a definite leading impact to our economy, both good or bad.
Bill Pop, president of Anchorage Economic Development Corporation. In the next report, Pop describes what he feels lies ahead for Anchorage in 2010. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.